You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You want to talk about your... Oh, one other... Nuggets won their last road game of the regular season yesterday, beating the Lakers in L.A. And so now, Jeremy, they're going to finish the regular season with three home games.
Oh, good.
Starting tomorrow night against the San Antonio, previously mentioned. San Antonio Spurs, Avalanche are off today. Okay. Did you see this story that hospitalizations in Colorado for COVID-19 have reached a low that we haven't seen since the first week Colorado started keeping track of those statistics?
That's good, man.
2 years ago, March of 2020, four people were hospitalized in Colorado with the illness.
That's great news. Give those doctors and nurses a break for a little while.
No kidding.
They need some time off.
Speaking of time off, one of your heroes, Jim Carrey, says he's hanging it up. And then there's the ellipses, you know, the dot, 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 at least for now.
He says, I'm retiring, probably. I'm being fairly serious. He says, it depends if the Angels bring some sort of script that's written in gold ink. So essentially, he might be back if it's a killer script. I mean, he's out promoting Sonic the Hedgehog 2. Not a killer script. I'm a little heartbroken. Growing up, I was a huge Jim Carrey fan. They called me Ace in high school because I would always do a Jim Carrey impression. Mm-hmm. And got a little weird over the years, and his movies kind of turned to crap. But it's still kind of weird to know that he's not going to be out there really much anymore.
I've liked When Sunshine of the Spotless
Mind. That's
a
great movie, yeah.
Is a wacky, weird, strange movie, but he's not playing a comedic role in it.
The Majestic was good, and The Truman Show is one of my favorites, and that's slightly more serious.
Jim Carrey's quote is, I have enough, I've done enough, I am enough.
Just leave me alone now.
Good for him. What else is going on?
Will Smith might be facing some real-world consequences for his actions. There's some movies coming out that have kind of been put on the back burner. There's a movie coming out on Netflix called Fast and Loose. It got shelved. There was supposed to be a Bad Boys 4, potentially. That's been shelved for a little bit. And then he did a movie called Emancipation for Apple, and it's in post-production right now. It's supposed to come out this year, but there hasn't really been any sort of press release or anything on that from Apple. And then on Friday, the news everywhere was that he did officially resign from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, and they say, well, he probably did that before they just kicked him out. It was a preemptive dumping, essentially.
Does that mean he can't ever be nominated again?
I don't know
what?
If it's... I didn't look into the details of it. I know he probably can't vote, essentially, for who gets the Oscars, but I don't know if he can still win one. I don't know. It would still be very awkward if he was nominated to be back at that event, I would imagine. So,
At least it'll be a few years. Until he goes on his comeback apology
tour. Oh, yeah, he'll be back.
Too bad there's not an back. Oprah show anymore for him to go on and apologize.
Right. I said, watch some of this over the weekend. Some of it was trending online. They got me. I clicked. When Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon pulled off a great April Fool's Day prank on Friday when they traded shows. Kimmel hosted The Tonight Show and Fallon hosted Jimmy Kimmel Live. And I did watch just the beginning of both of those when they came out. And the crowds were like, what? And it was kind of fun. It was a cute little shtick, little prank. So good for those guys. Did you see any of that, Dom? This is kind of a fun story this morning.
There you go.
A study found that a parasite found in kitty litter might make cat owners just a little bit more attractive. It's called toxoplasmosis, and a third of people worldwide supposedly have this, including 1 in 10 Americans, and they say it passes through kitty litter. Now, if you have this little parasite, you're seen as a third more attractive for some reason. Your face tends to be more symmetrical, your body mass index is lower, you're viewed as healthier in general. Women with it were more likely to have a high opinion of their own attractiveness, and they hooked up with 63% more people.
Wow.
So, you're going to be getting busy, and you're going to look really good doing it if you go, you know, take a scoop out of your cat box and rub it on your face, it sounds like.
You know, this makes sense. These kind of parasites, their whole mission in their life is to spread from person to person. So what better way to do it than to make
Human, your host.
Attractive. Yeah. Yeah. Make your host attractive. That'll get you spread.
Look at that. Feel good story.
So to speak.
I know. It's on our Facebook page if you want to read more about it. America's oldest park ranger finally retired last Thursday. She's 100 years old. Little Betty Reed Soskin, Dom. She's the cutest
little
thing. I saw
that she didn't start until she was 85, too. That's really cool.
Let's not worry about that. She's 100 years old.
No, I
when
just
you
think
read
it's
the,
cool.
It's cool. It is cool. But when you like see the headline and see the story, you're like, she's been working there for 100 years? No. She's just 100 years old. Still showing people around. Lucky Charms is making some people sick with symptoms like projectile vomiting and diarrhea. They say it is unclear what's making the cereal so magically nauseating. General Mills says it doesn't believe it's cereal is the cause of the illness, but there's like a lot of correlations of people eating Lucky Charms and then having explosive diarrhea. So maybe if you have a box of that in your cupboard, just go ahead and dump it. Be safe.
Lucky Charms makes me throw up. So
even if it's not the Lucky Charms, go ahead and dump it just to be safe. And this is a great little story this morning. A new study at Cornell found that couples with joint bank accounts might be more likely to stay together longer and not get divorced. Yeah. People who are poor with their money tend to communicate better and are more likely to use words like we, us, and our instead of I, me, and my. So you kind of pull everything together. You talk about things better. It's a little less stressful, it sounds like. And you're a little more together, Dom. A little more connected.
Oops.
Yeah, you don't, do you? You're
We're
doomed.
Separate.
You're
we
doomed.
We have separate accounts. We're doomed.
You're doomed. And real quick, Fat America, Coldstone Creamery is putting out Peeps ice cream this year. It's yellow. Tastes like Peeps.
Not necessary.
It's really
it's not.
It's not
necessary.
It's really not, is it? All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. A TikToker grandma named Grandma Doranak, it looks like, has gone viral with a video explaining the three basic rules for those attending her funeral. And I do want to play you just a quick 15 seconds of it because it's just so darn cute and funny.
These are my rules at my funeral. Listen up. You could cry, but don't cry too much. Don't make a fool of yourself. Bertha is not invited. Don't let her in. And you better get drunk afterward. Take a shot for me.
Don't you want to know what Bertha did?
I really do.
Bertha is not invited. Don't let her in.
See this cute little grandma on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB.
Clickbait.
Bertha.
That is fantastic.
What'd she do?